107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A suspect is on the run after a deadly knife attack in Germany.
Multiple victims in a stabbing attack in the city of Solingen in the west of Germany. This was at a festival just before 10 p.m. A man with a knife went on this rampage, attacking people at random. The police tell us he has killed three people. Four others remain seriously injured. Emergency workers are on the scene as we speak. Victims are being resuscitated.
ABC's James Longman at the foreign desk. CENTCOM has confirmed a U.S. airstrike in Syria killed a senior leader of Haras al-Din, a group affiliated with al-Qaeda, and planned attacks against the U.S. and its allies. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will appear tonight with former President Trump at a rally in Arizona. The independent candidate suspended his campaign today. A New York judge has denied Steve Bannon's motion to dismiss criminal charges of alleged fundraising fraud. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says it's time to cut interest rates. This is ABC News. Pickleball is getting in the way of a Massachusetts home sale.
The pickleball craze has taken communities by storm. The back-and-forth volley is folly for those who love to play. But in the game of real estate, this sport is getting slammed as a spoiler. Judith Ann Rowan Kamu says her home near Sagamore Beach is off the market after 8 months and no sale. It was priced at just under $1 million. But she says buyers balked at the noise from pickleball courts next door. Her attorney is pushing for the club to move the courts. But if efforts don't work to quiet the paddles, it could lead to a different court and the sound of a gavel. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
It's happened for a second time. Giant panda Meng Meng has given birth to twins at a zoo in Berlin. We still don't know for sure what their sex are. The tiny offspring weigh just 5 and 6 ounces each and are only 5 inches long. But zoo officials say they're doing fine. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin Regents have approved mass layoffs at UW-Milwaukee. Nearly 3 dozen employees will lose their jobs on campus. During a meeting Thursday, Regents said they were put in this position because the UW system doesn't have enough funding from the state. Often tenured professors are safe from layoffs like this, but state law ended tenure protections in 2015. The employees work in the College of General Studies, which will close next summer. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Moen said cutting these positions is necessary, even though the Faculty Senate voted against it. And the FDA has signed off on new COVID-19 boosters. Spread of the virus is at its highest summer peak since 2022. The new boosters from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech will roll out soon. The CDC recommends everyone over age 5 get a COVID booster and a flu shot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Packers and the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers and Ravens held their joint practice session yesterday. Tomorrow, the two teams square off at noon at Lambeau Field for a final preseason game. So what's it like facing the Ravens quarterback and last year's MVP, Lamar Jackson? Packers defensive back, Jair Alexander.
Lamar's a hell of a competitor, as we all know. It's just good to see him out there running around. I thought he tried to juke me one time. He almost got me, but thank God he didn't. But I think our defense flew around today, and I think we look much better from last week.
Baseball. The Brewers shut out 3-0 by the Cardinals. St. Louis winning the series 2-1. Brewers reliever Nick Mears gave up all 3 runs in a disastrous 7th inning. Pat Murphy.
Soft line drive and short, and then the other base hit. And we had the guy picked off, and our people say he was out, but he didn't put the ball where he wanted to, didn't stay ahead in the count. Walk somebody with the bases loaded, and that's just unacceptable.
The Brewers in Oakland tonight against the A's. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, a high in the mid-80s. Storm chance Saturday night, sunny, hot and humid, high upper 80s to 90 Sunday. Hot and humid again on Monday, storms Monday night. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention